Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Sunday Gospel Show here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, especially our surrounding city, states, and our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praise, prayer request, or any comments you may have. We'd just be glad to hear from you and have you join us today here for the Sunday Gospel Show as we get our praise on without leaving the house here at the Six Eyes Gospel Show this April 9, 2023. This is Resurrection Sunday here on 2023. So want to say welcome one, welcome all. How's everybody doing today? How you doing, Nikhil? All right.
Hey, King, how you doing?
Hello, everyone.
Oh, there.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Thank you, big bug.
Happy Resurrection Day. We had to get all the mics open. So we're all good now. We're all here. And we're blessed to have this day to serve again. Just a quick note as we begin to get our service started. Pastor Bonnet will be here 35 to 45 minutes away. So let's get this thing kicked off.
Amen.
Yeah, and Pastor Wolfgang, you have up until 2 minutes before you get here. So after you do your morning prayer, we do our morning prayer, check our mental, you take on to your ride. With a message, because I know you got one.
I do, but I think what we'll do, we'll just let Sister Nikhil fill in this morning with music, because my voice sounds kind of a little strained today. So we'll just let Sister Nikhil play us some good songs and get us to boogieing, get us all worked up and ready for Jesus for a good message. But first, we are going to open with a word of prayer here and get this rolling and on to the good foot. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day that you've given us. We thank you for your resurrection, Lord Jesus, that shows that you conquered death, hell, and the grave, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that with that we know that you told us and you showed us that we too shall conquer death, hell, and the grave when you come back for us again. Because you said you would. You told us you would come back for us again. And thus, we will be with you forever in the clouds, in the air. Lord Jesus, we thank you right now. First off, we ask for that soul who is nearest hell. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you touch them right now. Let this day be their day, Lord Jesus. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, for those right now, Lord Jesus, that are also your children out there, Lord Jesus, we ask you to give them the same touch and help, Lord Jesus, so they can keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children out there, who are dealing with COVID-19, first off, for the family and friends, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord Jesus. Comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19 as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord Jesus. Help raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for these many wicked, rotten situations that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, you definitely got mail, because we need to learn very, very fast, Lord Jesus, that we need to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right.
Amen.
Now we're going to get right into our scripture reading this morning, and you're going to notice a little change in narrator this morning, which I think is going to be a pleasant surprise, but all enjoyable all the same. Amen.
This is Matthew 27, verses 1 through 10. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw he was condemned, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of the blood, And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, and they took 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them the potter's field, as the Lord anointed me. And this was Matthew 27, verses 1 through 10. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
And if you do want to know a little bit about that particular text, and especially why missionary Wolfgang does not believe in wearing neckties, just check out the rewind on last Wednesday, and you'll hear that particular text expounded upon, and you'll find the answer to that. Amen. So, let's check on everybody's mental. How are y'all doing? We'll start with Brother Six.
Well, Wolf, okay, my mental is at a 10. Doing good. Mental's at a 10. Just keep calm and just let God. That's it. So my mental is a 10.
All right. And how you doing, Sister Nikhail?
I am feeling amazing this morning, thank God. At peace. And just thinking about my mother and how blessed I am.
All right. So
amen,
what do you say your mental is at?
Both of you guys were talking at the same time. I didn't hear.
I just said, what would you say your mental's at?
Probably a 10 right now. I feel good. I just feel like
all right.
Stuff at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, Sister Emily.
My mental's at about a 9.
Okay.
And we need to be keeping our first responders here in prayer. We had somebody in our building that collapsed. I don't know their condition. They're still out here.
Oh, my God. You know, Sister Emily, it is my goal, my prayer, that we have a show that nothing happens.
Hey.
I was told to tell you Happy Resurrection Day, dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Amen. But that's my prayer. Because it seems like every broadcast, something happens in your building, and why can't it be something good?
Well,
you know,
yesterday I got a new couch.
Well, that was good. Amen. Amen. Let's celebrate the good.
All right. Now it's Sister Ruthie's turn.
Well, I'm about a 9, I guess, but that's because I've got a problem with leg cramps, and I'm going to get a test done soon at the hospital. So, and I'm still praising the Lord. It's Resurrection Sunday, and we're going to have a good mental anyway.
All right.
Amen.
And I'd say I'm pushing a 10 today. I'm doing real good. Got my coffee, so I'm doing well here. Six, you got your coffee?
Going to get it right now.
Well, get your coffee, because it's time to boogie for Jesus. All right, Sister Nikhail, what do you got for us? And let's boogie for Jesus as we get ready for Pastor Bonnet.
Yeah, let's boogie.
All right. I want to see you guys shaking it, doing everything you want to do, the helicopter, the chopper, whatever you want to call it.
Well,
Six do his tap dancing, and y'all enjoy.
Yeah, I definitely do the tap dancing, but I ain't shaking nothing. I will be tapping down. I will be tapping down the hall with hot coffee, though. So stay tuned for that.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Security. bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart. For I
I smell that way in here.
Too big for you. There is
you declare tonight, you're bigger than that, you're bigger than that, you're bigger than that, Jesus. I put it all in your hands, I put it all in your hands, you won't leave me hanging, you won't leave me hanging, he didn't carry you tonight, he didn't lift your burden, he didn't lift your burden.
Sister Nikhil, can I request a song?
Yes.
Jackson Southerners, the Old Ship of Zion.
Okay, if it's on the board, I'll see if I can pull it up. All right.
Happy Resurrection to the crew of the 6 Eyes Radio Network and your family and my family. Happy Resurrection Day. Around the city of Saints, faraway country, happy Resurrection Day from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Come on, six, join me in this next verse.
I'll be
Did you have enough frog legs to do that?
Tell you, I have never heard singing like that. My God. My God. How do you do it?
I told you. You got to have enough frog legs to do it.
Man. Man. Happy resurrection from the Six Eyes Radio Network. See what you get when you come here? Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Happy resurrection to you.
Woo. Glory, hallelujah.
Resurrection. And let's go ahead and pay some bills, and then we'll get back to it. And I'm sure right. Pastor Bonnet will be arriving soon.
Glory, hallelujah.
Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
It's also brought to you by Blind Trucking. Keep your
this
eyes.
Carlette Martin. And I am unbreakable. You're listening to Six Eyes Gospel.
I know that you'll always be near. Oh, Lord, watching over me, call my mind, my heart, and my ear. Through the gray fog, the sunshine, the cloudy and clear. They want to question me. That I do, always protecting me. I give my life to you.
when I mess up sometimes, you let me know it's okay.
Amen. Welcome, Pastor Bonnet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome, Pastor Bonnet. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful on this wonderful and glorious Resurrection Sunday. How everyone else is doing?
Amen. We are all percolating just dandy today, I believe. Everybody have a mental of 9 and above.
Oh, wow. That is outstanding and amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
He is here. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do. And before, as you can hear, my name made the woke list this morning. Amen. It is a privilege and honor to be here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you can get your praise on without leaving the house. And so it is an honor to be here this day. And this day is a very, very special day. Most of us that celebrate the birth of Christ, we celebrate that during our Christmas time. And people say Chris. I like to say Christ because it is spelled Christmas. That was good. That was joy coming into the world. But the thing that gave us victory over the world was the death, burial, and most of all, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is Resurrection Sunday. I know a lot of people all over the world like to say Easter, and many people consider the Easter holiday to be a Christian holiday, but really, especially in this day and in this market, Easter is not the Christian holiday. Resurrection Sunday is. Easter comes from a whole other word. We'll deal with it another day, maybe on Monday, Motivational Monday. But that is not the celebration. Amen. That's an obscure thing. Everybody that know anything about the biology of a rabbit understand that rabbits give birth to live little rabbits, not no eggs. So that came from somewhere else. Definitely did not come from the church. It is not a thing of God. But nevertheless, however, we teach the truth concerning the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All month long, we are dealing with the subject called the anointing. Amen. To be anointed. What does that mean? To be anointed outwardly and inwardly. How do that look? So all month long, we're dealing with the emphasis on the anointing. Well, the anointing is the simply the enabling power of God to finish or to complete any task given by Almighty God. The anointing comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the vessel in which is our comforter to keep us, to guide us, and to lead us into all truth. So how can we make that work and see it demonstrated on Resurrection Sunday? I know that's the question of many minds, but I want to show the power of God through the last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. What you say, preacher? I said, I want to show the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit. I want to show that active in the life of Christ while he was yet suffering on the cross. Many of us know the narrative of the story that Christ was betrayed and taken to a kangaroo court, that's what we call it, because it was a mock trial where they tried to lie on him. They did what all they can do to get rid of him. And finally, with some success of their deceit, they were able to get the Roman government to crucify him in the most horrible way a person could die. And that was, in that day and time, the death on the cross. It involved being flogging, being beaten with whips. And the whips that they used on Christ was whips that the ends of the whip had pieces of bone, glass, and metal. And so that when the skill whippeth, that the person who's whipping, was take and just sling and hit the back of Christ as he pulled back the whip. Because the whip had the bone, the glass, and the pieces of metal in it, it would rip the very flesh from Christ's body. And so his back was scarred beyond recognition. And you know as well as I know, anytime you're swinging something that has a loose end, sometimes those loose ends go elsewhere. So not only was his back scarred, but around his side and probably even around his front chest, as that whip would just beat across his back. Maybe some of the licks landed on his neck. Maybe a few of them hit him in the head. But nevertheless, he had to endure 40 minus 1. That's 39 stripes. Unjust stripes. Unjust punishment. And he endured that so that we may have the opportunity at the tree of life. Before I begin, allow me to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day where we commemorate, remember, reflect on the resurrection of Christ. Christ had earlier told Martha after going to the tomb of Lazarus, and he had told her, she said to him, if you'd been here, he might not have died. But we know that God will give you whatever you ask. And he said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. When he got up from the grave, he also said, I now have all power. But from one point to the other, there were some things he needed to be anointed to endure. There were some things that he needed the Spirit of the living God to go through. And so, Father, as I share these last seven sayings of Christ, I pray, Lord God, that something that I said will stick with your listeners today and will charge them, encourage them to give you their all, because you demonstrated to us, Christ, that you gave us your all when we didn't deserve it. And even now we don't deserve it, but yet you still did it for our benefit. We thank you now, Father. It is in Jesus' name we pray and we receive all these blessings. Give us clarity and understanding. Word in my mouth that maybe the words that come out be those of yours to be heard by your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Pastor Bonnet, I just wanted to real quick mention something you were talking about, the whipping that Christ received. There was a T-shirt that I saw back when I had some vision. It was a Christian T-shirt, and it said, it showed a picture of Christ in ribbons, and it says, before you, and above it, it says, before you turn your back on Christ, Jesus, it says, take a look at his.
Amen. The last
and
seven words.
I'll be
of
asking
Christ.
You folks to see if you remember that at the end of the show. Amen.
The last seven sayings of Christ on the cross. How do we come to that understanding? Where do we get the idea that was the last seven words? When a preacher gives a message, people often respond to him, man, that was a good word. What a word. But it was more than just one word. It was a series of words. It was the purpose of the word. While Christ was suffering on the cross, he gave seven words, seven last sayings that all had individual purpose. We find these purpose, three of them in Luke and three of them in St. John, and we find one there in Matthew. And as we go through the Bible today, those of you that would journey with me, write down these scriptures so that after this program has ended, you are able to go back and look at those scriptures and receive them for yourself. So I want to start with Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The last seven words of Christ shows us the power of the Holy Spirit of God, as well as the anointing to finish the work given by God to each of us, and was also given to Christ to finish his earthly journey. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and verse 23, reading from the King James Version today, it reads as follows: But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Can we see the fruit of the Spirit in Jesus Christ's last words on the cross? Sure we can. We will see by carefully looking at each incident where the fruit of the Spirit was in full operation for our behalf. We'll find that there. So allow me to point those out to you today. First, again, Romans 5 and 8 says to us, But God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So one of the fruit of the Spirit, the very first one, is love. Now, it's not a separate fruit. It's the same fruit. It's just the one of the attributes or benefits of the fruit, because it says the fruit of the Spirit. It doesn't say the fruits of the Spirit, and it don't say fruits of the spirits. There's no plural. These are singular. But these are the content of the one fruit from the one Holy Spirit. These are the benefits that you and I as believers have full access to, so that we may be able to finish our earthly assignment to do the very things that God has charged us individually to do. Now, Romans told us that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. And now, rarely a man would die from someone he may call friend. But you won't find anyone willing just to die for someone that's not considered a friend, not considered family. So it is most definitely a rare occasion to sacrifice oneself for others. But we see that while Christ was on the cross, he was not only mindful of what he was doing, but he was mindful of what was going to take place afterwards, what was going to happen then, and he began to demonstrate the anointing while on the cross. If we go to St. Luke chapter 23, verse 34, we will see that love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are all there on the cross with Jesus. How can you say that? Well, let's look at what happened. Verse 34 of chapter 23 of the book of Luke. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, I haven't even finished the text, but the mere fact that he cried out, Father, forgive them, demonstrate his love for them. The Bible tells us that Christ, despising the shame of the cross, still endured the cross. Similar to that of a woman giving birth to a child, she looked towards the joy of the life that will be entered into this world. And although she's in pain and agony, it's worth the push. And we see here Christ on the cross is still pushing that God, the Father, will forgive us for what we do. You know, when you say that you haven't sinned, you ain't done no wrong, when you think that your little sin is just that little sin and it's not a big thing, he died for that. Yeah. You know that little white lie that you said, you know, whether you call the lie white, whether you call it little, whether you call it black, whether you call it large, a lie is still a lie. But he died for that. That's right. Well, I was just saying he still died for that too. And in the process of that, he asked for your forgiveness, my forgiveness. Lord, he said, Father, forgive them. Why? So they don't know what they're doing. They knew without a doubt they was killing him, but they didn't know why. A lot of times we did what we did out there in the world when we were doing our wrong. We got drunk on purpose. We got high on purpose. We had that promiscuous lifestyle on purpose. We did all the things that we did wrong on purpose, many of us. But Christ says they don't even know what it is that they're doing. Wow. That's a whole lot of love, joy, peace. And he's nailed to a cross at his wrist. We say hand. He's nailed to a cross. His seat is nailed. His lungs is collapsing. That the only way he can breathe is he has to press up to exhale, to inhale. And then when he relaxes, he can breathe out. Because the cross caused one to suffocate because of the collapsing of their lung. That's how brutal the whipping was. Can you see long suffering? Can you suffer long like that? Being all powerful? Being provoked? He saved others. Let him come down and save himself. Then we'll worship him. How many of us would at least just came off the cross for a moment and just say, see, and then went back? But because he understood his assignment, that he had to obey God to the bitter end. See, we say the phrase, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. But how many of us are willing to die in the name of God? How many of us rather die than compromise godly principles that God has already commanded us to do? Now, before you say something, hold up. The very first commandment was, don't eat of that tree. Just take care of the garden. And they couldn't do that. And they was in a place where no sin, no temptation was around. Now in the world that we live in, you can turn to the left, turn to the right. You can look up, you can look down. You can look backwards, you can look forward, and sin will be somewhere close. Christ endured on our behalf. Christ endured for us. And then he's looking at them as they parted his garment, his raiment, and they cast a lot because he had one seamless robe that was valuable. They gambled to see who was going to get it. Some of us would have struck them lightning right there. Bam. How you going to gamble my clothes? But he knew that in 3 days, he was going to have some different clothes. He knew that in 3 days, that what he was wearing today, the shame that he was enduring today, he would not have to endure it never again. So we see his temperance. We see his meekness. We see his faithfulness to death. We see his goodness because he did it for us. We see his gentleness because he didn't argue back. We see his long-suffering because he didn't fight to beat the case. We see his peace because he knew he was pleasing the Father. We see his joy because he knew it was going to redeem us. And we see his love. After all, that's why he did it from the beginning. So the first sin was, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, what was the other sin? Well, the other sin is in the same book. Just drop down to the 43rd verse. On the 43rd verse of the book of Luke, we see that he says to them, he says, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. We see forgiveness with the nine. While he is yet suffering, while he's yet going through, while he's yet remembering all of these things, we see him operate in a spirit of forgiveness because one thief is on one side of him, patronizing him. If you be the Lord, come down and save us all. But we see another thief who accepted his punishment, realized that his punishment was just. But looking over, he probably heard a sermon or two and heard about Christ and heard about what this man named Jesus was doing. He said, don't you fear God? We deserve what we're getting. He don't. He said, the only thing I'm asking you, when you come into your place, your paradise, remember me. When you make it to where you're going, Lord, just remember me. He didn't ask for no special favors. He asked to simply be remembered. And Jesus looked over him and forgave him on the cross because he saw that he had a sorrowful heart, one that recognized the Savior, one that understood his punishment was just. But he did something that all of us have to do, and that is to put our total trust in Jesus alone. Jesus looked over at him and said, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. That word verily is like truly. In other words, believe what I'm saying to you, sir. You are going to be in a place of peace. So, again, we see the Holy Spirit operating. Then, thirdly, Jesus did not forget that he was a man. He did not forget that he was the firstborn of his mother. He did not forget his obligation as the firstborn, because it was the responsibility of the son. In the absence of their father had passed away. It was their responsibility to make sure that their mama had a place to stay. It was their ability to make sure that their mother was taken care of. How many of us today have abandoned obligations to family? But yet Christ on the cross demonstrating the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit through love, joy, and peace. He demonstrated while he was still yet suffering. He looked down and said, "Woman, behold thy son." In other words, he's speaking to one of his disciples, one that followed him, one that he can trust. We don't know for sure, but maybe a days before he probably had conversation with him. "Listen, I know you're not going to believe this, but when I'm gone, I need you to take care of my mama. I'm going to make sure that life's going to be well enough for you that you're able to do it. She won't be a burden to you, but what I need you to do is to adopt her as your own." And so while he's on the cross, he didn't even forget his obligation. Sometimes when we're going through the hardest things of our life, we forget our responsibility. We forget our obligation. That's what depression would do. It'll make you forget to pay the bills. It'll make you forget to wash your body. It'll make you forget to take care of your children. You won't even feed the dog. Lord, have mercy. But when you have the anointing of God, God is able, while you are going through physical sickness, mental illness, whatever the case may be, you know to uphold your obligation. So we see here in St. John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27, fulfilling his obligation and security with love, joy, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. 4 and 9 are not necessary. They're not necessary. 4 and 9 is not necessary. I know you're saying, "Well, what is 4 and 9? 4 and 9 is long suffering. He was already suffering long, so he wasn't going to make his mother suffer long. 9 is temperance. There was no reason for him to have no attitude. He already set it in order. Glory to God. What does St. John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27 really say? From the King James, it says these words. "When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother," when? In other words, he's paying attention to everyone that's looking at his suffering. He's paying attention. Yeah, his suffering was on purpose. He's looking to see who's looking back at him. That's why over in Revelation it says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart knocking. If any man hear my voice and open, come in and sup with him and he with me." Because Christ is paying attention. And that's why even if you are a sinner today, Christ is still paying attention. I know we say God don't hear a sinner's prayer. Now, that means God don't answer necessarily. He don't have to answer a sinner's prayer. But how else can you be forgiven if he don't hear one? So he does hear the sinner's prayer.
Amen.
Christ sees the need. And so we see here, verse 26 of St. John chapter 19, it says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by. In other words, a particular disciple. He didn't say disciples. Still, all of them hadn't gathered. Many couldn't endure. They couldn't bear to see. So only a few was there. But this one was not only there, but he was there with Jesus' mama. So he was someone who was already close. And he says, whom he loved. Wow. And there, and the disciples standing by her, by whom he loved. He said unto him, unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Verse 27. Then said he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple, my God, that disciple, not all the other ones, that disciple took her into his own home. Wait a minute. That means there was a discord in Jesus' house. That means that his own brother and sister didn't agree with what mama followed him. Because they could have uphold mama, but his mama was sent to go with the disciples. Oh, yeah. You think you having a heart in your family because your family members don't believe, won't follow? Side of Jesus' mother, all of them thought he was off. They didn't believe at first. It was after he rose. My Lord. So we see that God had to give him a special anointing. Because it truly takes an anointing of God to be temperance when your family don't follow you. You have to be able to endure some long suffering because it hurts your heart when you give your all and your family still reject you. So the fourth thing that Christ said, the fourth saying of Christ on the cross is he said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? This throws a lot of preachers and a lot of people of faith off because they're trying to figure out what's going on. Why would he say this? But what you did not hear in this was, God, this ain't worth it. You don't hear him retracting anything that he has said. It was simply because the stain of sin that he took on for you and I, it was so grievous that for a moment God had to turn his head. And Christ had never seen and never felt the eyes of the Father offer him for one moment. We have said this, the eyes of the Lord are go to and forth in every place, beholding the good and the evil. But this sin was so great that God took his eyes off him for one moment because he had to be the sacrificial lamb. And as he was the sacrificial lamb, he did it for us. So we see that in that ninth hour of pain and suffering, in other words, he had gone for a period of time suffering, and it seemed like no release was coming when it felt like the Lord wasn't looking at him. he too felt abandoned. This lets me know that from time to time, you and I, walking in this life, we may at times feel that God has abandoned us. But I want you to know that Christ, when he rose, he said, and now all power is given unto me. And no matter what I'm going through in this life, the power to overcome it has already been given to Christ, who has strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. So Matthew records for us in the 27th chapter, verse number 46. We see about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lebaphasai. That is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? That's what we translated it as. But one of the questions I will ask the Lord when I get there, I may ask him, Lord, can you repeat what you said so we know for sure? So no matter what you're going through in life, without the Holy Spirit to give you peace, you will feel abandoned. You will feel left alone. You will feel all by yourself. Perhaps this was the moment that the Holy Spirit departed from him, as his earthly body had to go through the physical death. And maybe that's what he felt, was the disconnect, because he had to die. And the fifth thing that we see, while Christ is on the cross, we see he get thirsty. Wow, it's kind of odd seeing you dying. You know, we hear about prisoners having a last meal before their death, but while he's on the cross, he's thirsty. He's thirsty, y'all. I mean, the day that he was tired and he met the Samaritan woman at the well, and he was tired and she came to draw from it, and he said, woman, give me some water. And she said, how is it you being a Jew talking to me, a Samaritan? Y'all don't deal with us. And he said, woman, if you knew who you was talking to, you would have asked me for some water, and I would have given you water that you had to thirst no more. Now, that was an unusual conversation all by itself, but we hear him now on the cross, him who is the well of life, the well of water, him that said, I will give you water that you will thirst no more. He said, I thirst. I'm thirst. So how is it Christ thirst? Well, John chapter 19, verse 28 says, but before we get there, I just want to call you to remember the night in which he was betrayed. Remember the prayer? The prayer was, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass me by. But nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. Now, that's what he prayed. He prayed a prayer. I don't want to drink the cup. Lord, I know you've given me the cup to drink, but I don't want to drink the cup. But it's not about what I want to do, Lord. It's about what you want me to do. But it was on the cross while he was yet suffering. He said, yes, I'm ready to drink this cup. Because I see all the people that's in the cup that I'm going that's going to have a new chance in life because of what I'm going through. I see all the people who got to get over drug addiction, alcoholism, broken relationships. I see all the people that's going to be mishandled, misused, misunderstood. They're going to need me. So I thirst. I want to drink the fullness of the cup, Lord. And that's what we must develop in the anointing of God, is how to drink all of what God has given us to drink. One of the things in the Passover, the Lord's Supper, as they were drinking, he said, drink ye all of it. Don't drink part of the cup. Don't leave none over. Matter of fact, that was part of the Passover. They had to eat all of the lamb. They had to drink all of it. They was not to leave none left over to the next day. Consume it all. In other words, what God has for you today, don't pass it all. Go ahead and accept it for the moment. Accept it now, rather. Accept it now. Drink it now. Why? Because you're saying, yes, Lord. Yes to your way, yes to your will, yes to trusting you, yes to obeying you. And here on the cross, Jesus probably remembered his prayer. And he said, I thirst. I thirst. I thirst. So I've learned how to suffer long. So holding tight to the other eight, he just said, I'm going to drink it all. He exhaled and said, after this, knowing that all things were now accomplished, all things, in other words, he reflected that I have fulfilled all of the scriptures. I've done everything that I was assigned to do. That the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. He's thirsty. In other words, he was willing to fulfill all that God gave him to do. We have to question ourselves today. Am I willing to consume or to drink all that the God has for me? Remember, two of the disciples sent their mama to Jesus and said, Lord, I just want you to ask you one favor that both of my sons, one have a place on your right side and the other one have a place on the left side. And Jesus asked him, said, can you drink of the suffering? Cup of the suffering. Can you endure what I got to endure? Now he later on say, well, indeed you're going to have to. You're going to have to suffer for this gospel. But it's not mine to give who can sit on the left or right. That's in the Father's hands alone. We don't have to worry about who's going to make it to heaven. That ain't our business. Our business is to tell them how to get there. Our business is to tell them that they can make it. And then our business is to make sure they have the right information on the only name that is above every name, glory to God, so that they would get there.
Praise the Lord.
And the sixth thing he said on the cross, because now he done drunk the cup, we know they gave him some sour wine, that's vinegar. He spit it out, then drank it. I'm telling you, I'm thirsty. You going to give me some sour wine? Come on now, vinegar. That's going to make you thirstier. Lord help us today. Verse 6 says, the 6 says to us, looking at St. John chapter 19, verse 30, with love and love.
Stay tuned. I believe we lost Pastor Bonnet, so he should return shortly. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait.
Did I get Pastor Bonnet back?
No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Kick me out.
All right, she's back up.
Amen. Amen. You know, this word had to be mighty powerful. But this last saint, this number 6, says it's finished. I know that the devil wanted me to be finished. Christ finished his work on the cross, and that's news, good news for us, because it says to us that what Christ did on the cross, I don't have to come back and do nothing else with it. In other words, I don't need Christ and something else. Nor Christ given to me that I can do other things, but I don't need other things outside of Christ to be saved. I don't need other things outside of Christ to be redeemed. Christ is enough. John chapter 19, verse 30, with love and long-suffering taking leave of the other 7, Christ, like Paul, would later say in 2 Timothy, I have fought a good fight. In other words, can we, like Christ, say to anybody at any given time that we done everything God told us? Can we say, I have fought a good fight? That's why you can't quit. That's why you can't commit suicide. That's why stopping and retiring from the gospel is unacceptable. You may be too old to preach from the pulpit, but you should ever, all the days of your life, be a witness for what God can do. We see here, and Christ says, it is finished. In other words, he looks over the scriptures in his mind. He searches all the words that have spoken concerning him of the requirement that he must meet to redeem you and I back to the Father. And he said, that's it. It's done. I done it. John 19 and 30 records these words. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, that's that sour wine after he was thirsty, he said, it is finished. He said, that's it. I'm done. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That means he gave his own spirit up. He surrendered. Hear me well. Hear me well. I know we like to say they killed him on the cross. They took his life. They did not. He gave his life. He gave himself a living sacrifice till death. He was born to die. He was born to die, to pay ultimate sacrifice, the blood of bulls and lambs and sheep and goats. They were not enough to wash away sin. Now, after they'd done it once, they had to do it again and again and again, each and every year. But Christ done it, and he done it once. And it need not to be done again. Therefore, he says, it is finished. So when Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he says, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Verse 7, number 7 saying, he says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Who hands your spirit in? Whose hand spirit in? Is your spirit in the hand of God Almighty? Is your spirit in the hands of Mama Nim? Is your spirit in the hands of Pastor Nim? Who have you commended your spirit to? Your spouse? Maybe even yourself. You know, you could be master of your own fate, ruler of your own destiny, and all that foolishness. But Jesus said, Father, he only have one. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Jesus was larger than life. We sung the song in children's church and Sunday school. He got the whole world in his hand. So if one hand of God can hold the whole world, and Jesus said, my spirit is so large, I give it to both of your hands. So Jesus is enough. It's enough for you and I. It's enough for all ages to ever come. Decide to tarry another 1,000 years. He's still enough. He's still large enough, great enough, strong enough to bring us in. So when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He gave it up. He gave it up. He surrendered. He subjected himself to death on the cross. How can you say that, preacher? Easy. The scripture tells us the soul that sinneth shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Well, Christ knew no sin, but because he was in the flesh, like sin, and received our sins upon him. He was our sacrifice for sin. And death had no power, but he subjected himself to death, and thereby making death a violator of law. Now he has power over death. And we see there in chapter 28, he said, and now all power is given unto me. It's given. Death had to surrender because Jesus went down into the lower parts of the earth. And all those that was captives holding on to the day of promise, believing, he went there and had a underworld revival. And those that had recently died was getting up out the graves. Jerusalem was seeing people who had recently died being revived, walking around. The separation of Christ and everyone else. As Christ died, but he didn't stay dead. And on this day of Resurrection Sunday, if we read the text, glory to God, I guess I got to read it. Might as well read it. If we read the text, Matthew 28, we back up to the beginning, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended, came down from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. That's a big boy. Not only did he roll away a stone that it took men to roll and God, but he sat on that thing. And as he sat on it, his countenance was like lightning. In other words, they couldn't stare just at it. Glory to God. His raiment was white as snow. Glory to God. And fear, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And really, hallelujah, where he laid. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you to Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. The angel didn't come to let Jesus out. I like that Pastor Calhoun pointed that out today. He didn't roll the stone away to let Jesus out of the tomb. Now, he rolled the stone away so you and I can see that the tomb is empty. Glory be to God. The stone was rolled away so that we knew without a shadow of a doubt that he's not there.
He's not dead. He's yet alive. Father, we thank you for this truth on today. We thank you for your grace, your mercy towards us. Thank you for your unveiling love, your constantly prevailing love, brother. God, we thank you, Lord God, that in spite of us, you still died for us. You looked beyond our faults. You saw all of our needs, and you did what we could not do. You consumed the cup. You fulfilled the purpose. And now we have an opportunity to receive redemption. Thank you. That the song that the angels cannot sing, I've been redeemed. Thank you that we have been redeemed back to you, the Father, and the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done. Now help us to live this life. Help us to live by your grace, your mercy. Help us to do all that you want us to do, to fulfill the purpose why you have us here now. And as you do it, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you chose us. Because we didn't choose you. And if you wouldn't have touched our heart, we wouldn't have said yes. But somehow, some way, you did. And we're saved today because of you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I encourage you today to receive him. It's simple. It's called repentance, which simply means to rethink, to reconsider. It deals with having a new understanding and a new thought. The scripture tells us if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And thereby we have the phrase, being born again. You were born in this world naturally, but when you repent and ask Christ to come into your life and you accept his atonement for your sin, you have received the gift that God sent, God the Father, sent to mankind. And your name will be placed in that Lamb's Book of Life to you of having eternal life with God. The soul of man will never die because it came from the essence of God who will not die. Our bodies in this world will die. So we all, time permits, at one day will face death's door. But we don't have to fear death because we that have received the free gift by saying yes to God and asking him to come into our life, we have surrendered our life to his, for his. We are reborn. And although this flesh will die, our spirit will simply be at rest until that day of calling when he shall call all of us to meet him in the sky. It's a simple prayer. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Romans 10:9-10. We love you with the love of Christ. At this time, I look forward to seeing many of you all tomorrow night's program. Perhaps we may expose some of
of the darkness concerning Easter. But as for now, we're going to celebrate resurrection. This is a day of rejoicing, not a day of sorrow. That was Friday. This is a day of rejoicing because he got up. And because he got up, you can get up. God bless you.
Amen. That was a good message, Pastor Bonnet. And my kind of takeaway is you were talking about the medical things of the cross, what happened there. And I want to share with the listeners this coming Wednesday, even you might be interested in this. I have a minister that will be preaching. His name is Dr. Truman Davis, and he's going to be giving the medical side of what happened on the cross. So he'll give us the medical side of that, exactly what medically went on with Jesus on the cross. So you'll want to check that out this Wednesday night on this Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network at 7 o'clock. So I think you'll enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more in-depth than what Pastor Bonnet gave us today, so you'll be able to enjoy that, and you want to check that out. And it was just
Amen.
A very good message, and I do appreciate that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a great message. Taking nothing for granted. We're here. We're still living. And dying for us, you know, the Lord didn't have to do it. He could have just kept his son around here. So the least we can do is do right while we're here, since he sacrificed his son.
Amen.
The least we can do, turn your voice up. That's the least we can do. You know, just keep, you know, working on thyself.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else got a takeaway? Miss Mary Kier, open the flow.
Yeah, everybody don't be. Anybody got any takeaway?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I hope this doesn't sound like it's out of context, but there's a scripture in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 31, where it says the Lord has gone before us. And for some reason, every time I thought on what you said about the angel came down, moved the stone, sat upon the rock, not to let Jesus out so he could slip out before they, you know, so, you know, he could get out. He already had gone out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain to you fully what my heart knows what I'm saying, but I don't fully think I understand what I'm saying. But I believe I'm close to something, and I'm grateful for it. Amen. But God already gone out. Christ's already gone ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he was no reason for him to complain about his suffering because he already set it out to do that. So why complain about something you've already, you know, set out to do?
Mm.
I'll be
that's
quiet.
Good.
But praise the Lord.
Nah, that's good. That's
looking
good. I'm enjoying all of it. That sounds real good. Why do we complain when we know that some things cause some suffering? You know, the old early church, we used to sing the song, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free?" And the answer was no. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Amen.
Amen.
And I get what you're saying. The revelation that, and I'm going to let it unfold for you the way the Holy Spirit will do. But the revelation is Christ has the power already. And so the stone was merely rolled there so that they couldn't take him out. Therefore, the stone was put there, was removed, so they could see that he was already out. So if Christ is already out of trouble, if Christ is already out of any type of bondage, because that would have been a form of bondage, if Christ had to allow the angel to set him free, then we would need help outside of Christ. And the revelation of that is that because all we need is Christ, we don't need anything else. Amen. And Christ had the power himself to be free. Actually, there's another scripture that goes that says that the same Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, that quickened Christ's body will be the same one quickening us up to heaven. And so the Holy Spirit is the power. The Holy Spirit, remember I said earlier about him saying, my God, why have they forsaken me? Perhaps that was the Holy Spirit departing, as well as the time many says that Christ, that God the Father turned because of the sin that he took on, the whole world sin. But if the Christ, if the anointed departed from him, then he was truly alone. Him being the second part of the Trinity, the triune being.
Amen.
So him being separate for that moment, it had to feel some kind of way. And every now and then in life, we go through crises that makes us feel some kind of way. But Jesus came along at the end of the text and told us, Matthew 28, he said, and lo, I am with you. How many ways?
Always.
To the very end. We are not alone.
Hallelujah.
We're not alone. You know, these sci-fi pictures say that when they find aliens, we are not alone. But we can say that when we find Jesus, we are not alone. We are not alone.
Thank you, God.
We have someone with us. Amen. Amen. I knew this had to be a mighty powerful word from the Lord. Blog Talk kicked me out, but Brother Six brought me back in. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes the world will kick you out, but all you need is a Savior named Jesus Christ who will bring you back in. Hey, Lord, I got to get on out of here. Lord, have mercy. Amen. I done stood up. I feel like Pentecostal preacher, I feel my help coming. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
But he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
All right. So are we ready for our Bloodhound of Scripture today?
Amen.
Yes. Bring it.
All right, let's see if Six can get this one this week.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
And you notice it says, everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. And we'll hear that one more time.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Isn't it interesting? It repeats that a second time. Praise ye the Lord. And we'll hear that one more time for our listeners' sake.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
All right, Six, do you know where
My
that's at?
My wife got it.
She got it. Say it.
150 verse 6.
That's one of her favorite. That's why
oh.
she know it.
All right. She's got it. She beat you, 6.
Well, that's the pastor's wife.
Listen.
Amen.
Listen, she called me after the broadcast last week. She said, I can't wait the next week because I already got it. That's one of my favorite texts.
Wow.
She been holding on to it. I had to look it up. She know it by heart. That's one of
Amen.
My favorites.
Hello, First Lady. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
All right.
Praise
all
the Lord.
All right. Now, Russ, try to rush it out here before I change my mind.
Amen. So let me tell you. So you all remember my Uncle Benny. I know you do, Pastor Bonnet.
Who?
A movie, I
Mom,
think?
Kenny, Uncle Benny.
Oh.
Uncle
not
Benny.
A movie.
Oh, Uncle Benny. Uncle Benny.
Yes.
Of course I did. I wrote it.
I know. That's why I said, of course you know.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I was thinking about, his wife. So I said, let me call her and see how she's doing. And when I tell you, I just called to see how she's doing because I was thinking about her. Because, you know, this is the month that Uncle Benny passed. Uncle Benny passed on Earth Day, April 18th. So that's six days before my brother left this earth.
Okay.
And, just thinking about him, thinking about her. So I said, let me call and see how she's doing. You'd have thought I was, I don't know, just the excitement. Oh, my God. I said, whoa. Oh, my God. She said, I was up here thinking about you and the family, and oh, my God. So she was very excited. And we
you
talked.
You feel like a celebrity, huh?
Yeah. I was like, wow, I made it. It was just, like I said, just the excitement, you know. It's like people you haven't talked to in a while, you know, for them to have that excitement. I was like, wow, that really touched me, and it was good to hear from her. But she tells me to tell you all hello.
Amen.
That's my Aunt Barbara. That was my Uncle Benny's wife, Barbara.
Okay.
You
reciprocate our love to her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we do have to remember for loved ones have gone on. You know, for the most part, people stick with you about that first month, but after that, everybody go their separate ways because life has what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you get caught up, but when somebody on your heart continually,
yeah,
the phone and call them.
Yeah.
Get in your vehicle and drive over there to where they are and see about them because you don't know what that may do for them. You don't know what joy it brings. And that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, she was.
The Holy Spirit will give you to just
Amen.
Do stuff. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, so.
I mean, she started speaking and praying in tongues. I'm like, oh.
Is he going to drive now?
Amen.
He might be
My father.
The First Lady. Amen.
My apologies. I was discussing driving options. We're going to what name place?
Brick House.
Brick House. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to Brick House. My wife dressed like a brick house. Man, she.
You know what?
She dressed like a brick house. Man, she got. She is. She. Yeah, she definitely mighty.
Well, I'm going to play that. Being that it's Easter, we're going to respect the Lord, but I'll take for the first 5 minutes and 49 seconds of Motivational Monday tomorrow over the Brick House.
Yeah, she.
Amen.
She's definitely.
Are we ready for the bloodhound that you got to sniff out by next week?
We talking
Amen.
About
Amen. Amen, Missionary Wolfgang.
All right, well, here it is.
One of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And you notice, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he prevailed to do something here. And we'll hear that one more time.
And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And what did he prevail to do? He prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And we'll hear that one last time for our listeners' sake.
And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, you all are enjoying Resurrection Sunday here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
We want to thank you all that's going to listen later on in the rewind. We want to thank you joining the podcast. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. Subscribe to the Blog Talk Radio platform as well. We're on iHeartRadio, Apple Music. Just simply type in Six Eyes Radio for both platforms. Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Press subscribe, and you will see Six Eyes Radio Network on demand. And also, if you have not done so already, join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Join the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Once again, happy resurrection, and hello to our surrounding city and states and faraway countries, and hello to the crew of the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's a new thing, the crew of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen.
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 And last is my trivia that I gave just at the beginning of Pastor Bonnet's message. What did the shirt that had to do with Christ's death say, the Christian shirt that had to do with Christ's death, what did it say?
I think he said something about turning the other cheek. Turning the other cheek.
Not exactly, amen. Before you turn your back, I believe you said on Christ or Christ Jesus, take a look at his.
That's what it said. Before you turn your back on Jesus, take a look at his.
Gotcha.
You know, I'd love to find that shirt again someday and get a copy of that shirt because I used to love that shirt.
I'm already looking for it.
I'm
already looking for it, Missionary Wolfgang.
She's on it.
I'd love to get that shirt.
Yeah. Well, how about we hear it right now? We get it here. And I don't know if yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah.
I used to have a shirt that said property of Jesus Christ. I used to love it, people looking at me like, well, I'm proud to know that he is mine.
Yeah.
Property of Jesus Christ, Sister Ruthie? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, and it had different colors like orange and green and a little black around the edge. And I haven't seen it in a long time. I think something happened to the shirt, fell apart or something. But I missed it now because I love that shirt.
Well, guess what? We need to wear your mask, and like I said, everybody should have a Jesus shirt. Everybody should.
Amen.
Yeah, Pastor Bonnet, I mean, my aunt, she was speaking in tongues, and I'm like, what is she saying? I said, wow. It really made me feel good. I was sitting there drinking coffee, and she said, oh, my God. I was just thinking about
oh, my, don't tell me God don't answer prayers. And I said, wow. So she, yeah. So she, you know, she had been thinking about it, you know, and, you know, that's a good feeling to be thought of. It really is. So that's Barbara, Barbara Brent. And that was the wife of Uncle Benny. So, yeah.
That's her.
Amen. And once again, yeah.
Compliment to Emily on her Bible reading today.
Yeah, great job, Emily. You are doing it, girl. Great job. Great job. And everybody at the 6 Hours Radio Network is doing it great. Everybody. So definitely keep up the good work. I'm forever proud. Mama, Papa, 6 Hours are proud. And we just want to say happy heavenly resurrection to them as well. They're up there, you know, with the Lord. Keep Princess Nikhil. Princess Nikhil. Princess Nikhil. Did I hear that? Princess Nikhil.
Amen.
In your prayers for family. Continue prayers for her. And meet Mama Tyler. She was a very beautiful woman. I got to meet her. And actually have two masks that she made for me. She did a denim, and then it reverses to the, you know, like the bandanas that the people wear, different color bandanas.
Yeah.
So I have one of those, and I also have a Peanuts one that she made for me. So that's a keepsake that I have for her. And also, she got me a Michael Jackson shirt because, you know, that's my favorite artist. So she got me a Michael Jackson shirt. So, I can say, beautiful lady. So continue to hold Princess Nikhil and her family in prayer. And anybody else that's grieving the loss of a loved one, this is the first Easter without Mama. So, you know, hey. We just got to hold on to the good memories that we had.
Hi, son. Love you all. Pastor Bonnet, First Lady, everyone, Wolfman, and everyone else on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. That's my mom. Love you, Mom. Miss you. Love you, son.
So that's my mom.
And speaking of the 6 Eyes Radio Network crew, we've been having this contest on the Wednesday night Bible study about the song and poem. Who could get the best on that, doing the best of getting the good buzzer? So far, Pastor Bonnet is top dog. Will now Sister Emily, as she's starting through it, will she beat Pastor Bonnet? That's the question. Or will it be Sister Princess Nikhil or Nicole? When we get around to them, we're going to see who could beat Pastor Bonnet yet. So we'll find out.
I think I did pretty good battling the pastor.
Brother Six, he's in second place. So it's been tough so far. Nobody's got up to Six's level, but it's been close. It's been a close battle so far.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So,
yeah, I like that sound effect.
It's been a hard battle.
You know, when you use that sound effect,
you
got to
pay. You got to pay a lot of attention. You can't just pay a little bit of attention. You got to pay a whole lot of attention.
That's right. That's right.
Look, I was like, man, when this gonna end?
that's the beauty. Yeah,
you had to pay attention.
Yeah.
And then Ken ain't got no better sense, but when you answer your question, you go, whoa. Man, by that time, man, you down to the pit of your stomach, you like, man, I done missed it.
Oh, you mean I'll do it for the listener's sake?
See, that down to the tip of your stomach. You be like, man,
that's
what
it.
The world?
I got to see if I could beat Six and Pastor out this time around.
You've been close enough to the fire. Listen, you've been close enough to the fire. If it's the same question, you should know the answer. Hey, I'm surprised you wrote them down. So.
Well, last time I didn't do it. This time I gotta do it.
So that's all right.
And my mom is on my house phone with me, and
well,
she said to
tell mom happy Resurrection Sunday.
She said thank you.
Put the phone up so we can hear. Put the phone up to your phone. Hey, happy Resurrection.
Say something to her, Six. I'll see if she'll say anything.
Hello.
She said, hey, hello. Everybody.
I need to hear.
She don't speak that loud anymore, Six.
Huh?
She doesn't talk that loud anymore.
Okay.
Amen.
That's
okay.
All right.
Amen.
Logan,
you still with
you're
me?
You're good. I got no way to be with her today,
but
the only way I got to get there
is my own two feet.
I can talk and leave my Wheaties and everything on bottom.
There you go. You can call her, and it's just like being there. You know, you talk to her on the phone.
I just don't know.
It's just like being there. Amen.
Yeah, well, I'll call you after we're off the air to explain something to you, Six, okay?
Okay. Amen. And I hope your grandkids are doing good as well.
Me and brats.
And your children. Now, how old are they now?
The girls, if they were living, my twins would be 28.
Good.
And Betty, she's 31, and Donnie, or no, she's 32. Donnie will be 31.
31. And is he still on the farm, working on the farm?
Yep.
You say Donnie's
31. He's still wanting Kenny to come down there. He's still wanting Kenny to come down there and help him dig a hole to push a tractor into.
Now, where's this from?
Huh? You say Donnie's 31 years old?
He'll be 31 in October.
Well, tell him I'm going to need him to stop acting like he's 19.
No, he keeps on saying he's going to have Kenny come down to Kentucky and some of that Kentucky help him dig a hole and shove a tractor in it and then preach a funeral.
Amen. Now, who lives on this farm with him?
He goes and works on his papa's farm.
No. Who lives on the farm with him? I know he's not on the whole farm by himself.
Well, my ex-sister-in-law, they got one farm area, and her dad has the big farm.
Okay, and you guys got livestock on there?
They got all kinds of livestock on there.
Okay.
The only thing they ain't got there is horses.
Okay.
Wow.
Amen. That's a beautiful thing. It's nothing like fresh.
You're going to take the curve
yes,
that
indeed.
Way. All right.
Oh, and Mom said, give Sister Bonnet a hug for her.
Aww.
I owe you a hug, honey.
And whoever's got the background noise, please be courteous. Turn down whatever TV or radio you got in the background, it would be nice for the listeners. Thank you.
That's probably me. I got a lot.
It's all right. All right, well, we have had a great show. I want to thank everybody who wants to tune in. Check us out on Rewind, this show here. Resurrection Superheroes of the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's just here, Rooster or something. I don't know what that was. But once again, we hope you enjoy. And remember, put God first in all that you do. Tomorrow, Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. That's 8 Central, 9 Pacific. And 6, I'm sorry, that's 8 Central, 9 Eastern, and 6 Pacific.
Amen.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
right there. Amen.
Don't die there, Six.
Yeah, yes, I did. So, amen. It's Motivational Monday, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet. We will be playing the Brick House, the first 549 minutes. That's how long that song is. So we're going to be playing that tomorrow. Once again, we just need to close in prayer, and we're going to let who wants to do a closing prayer?
Well, I think I'll take the honors of that. Why not?
There you go.
Praise the Lord.
All right, and also just want to remind everybody that radio like this does cost us, but it's free for you to listen to, and I'd just like to remind everybody that you could sow a seed here at the Six Eyes Radio Network by a couple of methods. First off, if you have a PayPal account, just go to PayPal and enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you have a Cash App account, just go to Cash App, enter, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. All right, Lord Jesus, we thank you for another great day. We thank you for another great show. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking the wheel for us, Lord Jesus. Because when you're in charge and you're in charge of the wheel, Lord Jesus, everything just goes beautiful. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you now, Lord Jesus, that that soul who is nearest hell did reel up the white flag and surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus. Now we ask you, Lord Jesus, that they would just get in contact with us so we could rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. No matter where they may be at, near or far, we ask you to just let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. We ask you right now, Jesus, as we depart this place, but not your presence, Lord Jesus, that you touch each and every one of us, bring us back to the next appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
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 All right. Pastor Bonnet, First Lady, enjoy the Brick House. And we'll catch you all tomorrow. God bless. Check out this show. It'll be posted right after we get out of here. Take care.
Amen. Love you all.
God bless everybody.
God bless God everyone. Bless. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
All right.
Amen.
Love you all.
See you tomorrow.
Turn your voice up.
Amen.